Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So we have been talking about the elections in the UK, and it's very, very clear. It is very, very clear that that Labour, unsurprising, seems to be taking a little bit of a knock. Reform seems to have made significant gains. Let's try and understand what is going on there and what this is all likely to mean. Joining us now is Major Andrew Fox. He's a former British Army officer, political commentator. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Hope you're well.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
So it seems to be more than, well, pretty much a bloodbath for Labour, doesn't it?
It does. And look, there's a variety of factors to this, and it's mainly that they've lost their traditional working class vote. People are feeling particularly outraged about the fact Labour came into government, said they wouldn't raise taxes, promptly raised taxes. Mm. The way immigration is still spiralling out of control, as far as some people are concerned. So they've lost the kind of working class base. But then, of course, they've also lost their kind of Muslim immigrant voter base, who've all defected to the Green Party. Mm. So Labour's getting hammered from both sides at this point. And frankly, that's a rod for their own backs that they've made.
Absolutely right. What's going on with the Tories?
They're not doing as badly as expected. They're still losing votes to Reform, but they did win back Westminster Council, which is a huge deal for them in central London. Wandsworth Council appears to have gone Conservative as well, so they're bleeding votes to Reform, but they're not hemorrhaging.
Mm. What's confusing for me is where the Labour voters have gone, because the Greens don't, thankfully, seem to be making a huge amount of progress. If you looked at it without knowing who was what, it looks like Labour's gone to Reform, which I think would be highly unlikely. But where have they moved to?
No, I think it's both sides. I think they've lost the traditional white British working class are hemorrhaging, particularly across the north of England. What we did call the blue wall after Brexit, that is now firmly gone to Reform. That is people who are not seeing an improvement in their quality of life, who are seeing huge increases in immigration in their constituencies, and they're voting accordingly. So I think there's definitely an element that Labour is losing to Reform, but they are also losing on the left flank as well, where
they're losing on both sides.
Yes, and that's why they're taking such a beating compared to the Conservatives, because the Conservatives are only having to deal with Reform.
Ah, I get it. I understand. What does this likely mean to Starmer now?
I suspect his position will be untenable. You can't have your most heroic and largest council defeat in your recent history, and on the back of everything else that's happened over the last few weeks with Mandelson, with Lord Hermer. I think Starmer is looking pretty untenable now. But the question is, what comes next, and are they any better? There's a real lack of quality on the Labour benches, and I remain unconvinced that actually a change will be an improvement.
That's deeply worrying. I see Farage saying that he's heading towards number 10.
Well, it's very difficult to translate council gains into Westminster gains. I mean, Reform, they have the disadvantage that they are starting from zero in a lot of cases when it comes to these first-past-the-post elections. And, of course, it's not proportional representation in the UK. It is first-past-the-post, which makes it much harder for insurgent parties to win. But certainly they do have the momentum at the moment. They do seem to have a real groundswell of support. So if nothing else, I think we can expect a sizable increase in Reform MPs. And then they have to potentially look at whether they're going to work with the Conservatives and make a majority or not. And I think an alliance between the two right-wing parties in the UK would be perfectly sensible. Obviously, they can't agree to it now, 3 years out from an election, but it does seem to me to be a sensible thing to keep Labour and, most importantly, keep the Greens as far away from government as possible.
I was wondering about the depth of the Reform Party, because we know Nigel Farage. It's one thing on a local governmental level where you really are dealing with people on a very different level. But Do they have the depth to govern at this stage?
Well, that's their biggest problem, I think. They've taken a couple of defectors from the Conservative Party who at least have some ministerial experience. But apart from that, Labour have a complete Reform have a complete absence of anyone who's served in government before. So they're going to find themselves with a lot of new MPs who've never been MPs before, a lot of new ministers who've never been ministers before. And that is going to be an enormous challenge. And that's before you even get to the party political machinery that underpins everything our politicians do, which is why I think a coalition with the Conservatives would be sensible if it gets to that point, because at least the Conservatives bring that institutional memory that Reform simply don't have.
Yeah, the last couple of months have been, even years actually, have seen tremendous discomfort on the streets of the UK. How much of an influence do you think that had, the marches, the anti-Semitism, the gangs, the grooming gangs, all of that? What do you think, how much of an influence did that have on these elections?
Well, it's a regional thing. Where I am, it would have had almost no effect for the simple reason that none of that really affects the part of the UK where I live. If you lived in central London, I'd imagine it would be critical and central to it. Likewise, if you lived in the north of England, in those towns that were affected by the grooming gang scandal, I think their Labour are taking quite a beating from Reform simply on that issue alone. In those northern towns. And then, of course, we have seen Gaza as an incredibly motivating factor. There, the Green Party and a number of Muslim independents have run on a Palestine ticket for local council elections in the UK. And let's remember, local councils deal with potholes. They deal with a waste collection. They deal with the local swimming pool. This is not national or international politics. And yet people are so motivated by what they've seen on Gaza that they are voting for their bin collection based on Palestine. It's absolutely bizarre, and it's never been seen before, and it's a very worrying trend.
Yeah, I would say that this is what they're trying to introduce here in South Africa as well. Just going back to Farage, because I'm a bit maybe perplexed. I don't really get a sense or have a good understanding of the man, and I don't know if he's being underestimated or overrated. Can you help me work this one through?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little of both. I mean, he's in the position where he's never really had to deliver anything at an elected level. The only campaign he's ever won is the Brexit campaign, and that wouldn't have happened without Boris Johnson.
Correct.
And the Conservatives behind him. So, this is a guy who, at the moment, he's in that incredible luxury position where he's got not only no policies that he has to enact, because he doesn't really have anyone elected. That's going to change, obviously, after tonight in the councils. But he's never really had to deliver anything, so he can therefore say and criticise anything he likes, because there's zero accountability and zero deliverability for anything he says.
Yeah, he can't be measured against anything.
Exactly. And so the real test for Farage is when Reform does start to win councils, when they do start to gain more MPs. Do they actually have any solutions? Because I haven't heard any yet.
Right.
They talk a lot about the problems and very little about the solutions. So I think the real test for Mr. Farage is still to come.
In terms of the message of this local government election, what would you say it is?
I'd say overarching, it's an absolute condemnation of Labour and their performance in government so far. I think it really is. The fact they're getting destroyed from both flanks, left and right, really tells you all you need to know about what the British electorate really thinks of their performance in government so far.
Media and ourselves included, in that we tend towards the dramatic. Are we overstating this by saying that this is a watershed election, that this is a very significant one in British history?
Watershed, no. Significant, yes. But it is only a local election, and it is only midterm, and those two factors, I think, take it away from being seismic national moments. What they point to, however, is that we may see a seismic national moment in 2 or 3 years' time when there's a general election. So it's a warning and an indicator rather than a conclusion.
Yeah, and that is where we leave it. Major Andrew Fox, thank you as always, giving us your thoughts on the elections that took place yesterday in the United Kingdom and how this is not only likely to play out, but the impact that and significance that it has.